First day of the month, and the first Monday means Arthur Knott Hopkins, area officer with the Missouri Veterans Commission, joins us here on Quick Slant this morning with the latest from the VA. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. Let's begin with a case that is of interest to Navy veterans. Explain.
Yes. Navy Vietnam War veterans. For years, they've been fighting the VA and trying to get the VA to recognize that they have the same type of exposure as veterans who served on the ground in Vietnam. And either last month or the month before, I talked about how there was a lawsuit that was in the Federal Court of Appeals circuit, and the VA had lost that lawsuit. I said that I expected the VA would appeal it, and that was initially their recommendation. But I'm very happy to say that Secretary Wilkie, who's the VA secretary, has said he is recommending that they do not appeal this decision, that they let it go forward. And that opens up possibly up to 90,000 veterans for Vietnam-era exposure to Agent Orange, specifically for the Navy. Now, there's a lot of concern that that's going to open up the floodgates, and there's a lot of opposition to it. But the VA and Congress have been working for a couple of years now to try to be very narrow in the definition of what's going to fit for these benefits. So that's a big thumbs up for those Blue Water veterans, as they've been called for years, of the potential. So I strongly recommend if you know of a person or you yourself served in the Navy in Vietnam and you haven't already established a claim, please call me or another veteran service officer and start working your claim. Get it established as soon as possible.
All right. You have news of a special ceremony that is going to recognize Vietnam veterans in the state. When is that coming up?
Yes, that is going to be Thursday, April 25th at 9 o'clock in the morning at the State Capitol Rotunda in Jefferson City. And it is very likely that Governor Parson and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe will be there as well as my director, Grace Link, and several other officials from across the state who are involved in veteran affairs. Now, they are asking that if you want to be recognized at the ceremony, that Vietnam-era veterans and their families register at a website, and I'm not going to go through that long name of the website, but if you just go to the Missouri Veterans Commission website, and that's, if you just search that with whatever search engine you use, Missouri Veterans Commission, you will find on our first page the information about this. And this is the 100th session of the Missouri General Assembly, and it's their Vietnam War 50th anniversary commemoration ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big deal for a lot of Vietnam veterans because, as many of us know, they were not welcomed home in a very nice way. So this is a chance for those veterans to have some of that healing that they need to move forward with their lives and be recognized for that service that they did, and with honor, in a way that was definitely not done when they came home 50 years ago.
All right, so get registered for that if you're a Vietnam veteran. Make plans to head to Jefferson City on April 25th. Again, the deadline, or the RSVP deadline, they're hoping for April 10th, right?
Yes, that is correct.
I think, what was this past weekend, Vietnam Veterans Day, maybe? I think that was correct. I know we ran a lot of promotional advertisements regarding that. So folks doing a good job, better job in recognizing our Vietnam veterans. Let's go ahead and take a break. And we've got some information regarding health care for spouses coming up. Arthur Knott Hopkins, my guest, area officer for the Missouri Veterans Commission. Also, we have open phones. If you have a question, anything regarding the VA that you have a question, Arthur will take his best shot. You can call in at 263-2424, or you can call 800-892-2300.
Main Street Moberly invites you to their Peace, Love, and Piccadilly, which will be held at Moberly Motors Showroom this Saturday, April 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. There'll be games, a display of vintage cars, and one-of-a-kind auction items. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres while you stroll through the silent auction. There'll be live music from the 60s and 70s, and the Piccadilly auction begins at 8. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit the Main Street Moberly website at downtownmoberly.org.
Water. Water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri have been hit hard with flooding, with more expected to follow in the coming weeks. Alpha cares and is trying to give you the opportunity to help where you can. To that end, you will find a link on centralmoinfo.com in the Flipper section at the top of our homepage. Just click on that ad and you will find many options for giving aid to those in need. Alpha cares and we want to help. We know you do too, so thanks in advance for your support.
Open phones if you have any questions regarding news from the VA, and Arthur's here to field those questions. 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. All right, let's talk about health care now. This regarding spouses of veterans. You've got a local program folks may not be aware of, but we'll go ahead and let you pick up and take a run at this thing.
Well, that is correct. Often I get questions about, well, can the surviving spouse of a veteran or the spouse of a living veteran use the VA for health care? And the answer to that is no. The VA is only for veterans. But there is another program that is administered by the Northeast Missouri Area Agency on Aging, and it's a grant that can provide free homemaker services, personal care, and respite services. Now, I have been referring a lot of spouses who are in need of someone to just come in and do some light housekeeping chores or drive them places, or if they're a caregiver for a veteran, this can allow for the spouse to leave and take care of errands while someone else is sitting there to help take care of the veteran. Now, this isn't open just for veterans. This is for anyone in the community who has a need. Now, they have to be at least 60 years or older. And preference is given to the frail, elderly, or poor and underserved populations. Now, this is available in Macon County and Randolph County. So if you're in either of those counties and you're interested in that, you can give me a call and I will refer you to the local agency who is administering this grant and providing the actual services.
All right. So a little help there. Are there any options for spouses at all?
It's limited when it comes to things through the VA. I've talked before about the pension that's available. If they are the surviving spouse of a Vietnam-era veteran or any veteran who died in service, there is health insurance that is available to them, but we have to show that the veteran died because of something that happened in his military. And that, going back to our Vietnam veterans, that's a big benefit for those spouses who lose their husband because of Agent Orange. And that we can get them with Champ VA. It's a health insurance that is available for them. It allows them to use pretty much any local doctor. There are some limitations, just like any insurance company. But if they are on Medicare, they also must carry Medicare Part B. They can't drop Medicare Part B because they have this. They must still carry Medicare Part B.
All right, Arthur Knott Hopkins with me for a few more minutes. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. What else are you dealing with these days? Got any questions that might be of interest to listeners?
I know with VA healthcare, that is a big benefit that a lot of us veterans do not take advantage of. We have a wonderful center down in Columbia. It is nothing like it used to be back in the 70s and 80s, where it was a cattle call system. You showed up. If they could see you, great. If they couldn't, they told you to come back tomorrow. Now it's an appointment-based system. You have a primary care provider who is assigned to you. If you're in one of the outlying areas, you can have one of our clinics, like in Mexico or Kirksville or Jefferson City. I say our clinics. It's one of the VA's clinics.
Right.
It's not Missouri Veterans Commission.
Okay.
And if you don't have a service-connected disability, you may still qualify under the income guidelines. And those income guidelines usually change every year. Right now, the income guidelines, if you are a single veteran, your income, as long as it is below $33,632, you qualify for free VA health care. If you're a married veteran and your income is below, combined between you and your spouse, is under $40,359, you qualify for free VA health care.
And can we slide in a question here?
Yes.
And let's make sure it's for us, first of all. Hi, you're on the air with Arthur. Do you have a question?
Yes. My husband and I were applying for a VA loan, but because he passed away before the papers were signed, they canceled. Why was that?
Okay.
That is because the VA home loan guarantee is available only to the veteran. It is not available to the spouse. So once he passed away, that benefit is no longer available.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're so sorry. Oh, hang on. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Was your husband service connected through the military with a disability?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if
he went to the VA hospital.
Okay. That isn't necessarily because he's service connected. That could have been because of income guidelines. There is a benefit for the spouse. As I was talking about, if a veteran dies from a service-connected disability and she is eligible for what's called DIC, which is a monthly payment from the VA, that is because he passed away from a service-connected disability, then the VA does have a home loan guarantee program for that spouse. So I would recommend that you give me a call in my office and we can talk more details. I don't want to put that out on the airways. But my phone number in Moberly is 660-263-4960. And I'm usually there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to 4 is when I see clients. And I'm also in Macon on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And my phone number there is 660-385-6192.
Okay, he never was overseas, though. I mean, you know, he just served in the States.
He does not have to have been overseas. We can talk about that when we talk personally.
Oh, okay, then. Thank you.
And thanks for the question. We're so sorry for your loss. Arthur Knott Hopkins is with me here on Quick's Land this morning for a few more minutes. We have State Representative Sheree Tolson-Reich coming up here later on Quick's Land this morning, this hour. But if you'd like to call and ask a question, you're welcome to do so here this morning. Health insurance, you were talking about that.
Yes. So one of the big benefits also, based on income, if you're a single veteran and you have no dependents, if your income is below $13,535, then you also qualify for free medications through the VA. With normal health care, you still have a copay. It's a low copay, but you still have a copay for medications. But if your income is below that number, and for a married couple, it is $17,724, you would qualify for free medications.
All right. Arthur Knott Hopkins with me here from the Missouri Veterans Commission. Maybe picking up on her call, she said they were applying for a loan. So there are loan programs available then?
The VA? Yes. The VA itself does not provide the loan. You still have to qualify for a loan through a local or national loan provider. We have several in the area that work with veterans. There are also some that are... there's a company in Columbia that specifically works just with veterans and veterans' families. So you qualify for the loan, and the VA guarantees a portion of that loan. And what that does for you is sometimes you can get a better interest rate. You may have no closing cost. There are different things that can apply for that loan, depending on what you qualify for yourself. But the veteran does have to have served honorably. And you work with the loan company, they certify that, they go through the process. It used to be that you applied for the certificate yourself, but the VA has changed that. Now you go directly through the loan company, and they do the process for you.
That was my next question. What's the first step? Go through the loan company or the VA then?
Go through the loan company and talk to them and tell them that you're looking for a VA home loan guarantee.
Got it.
Now, that's the inspections for a home loan, the VA is very particular. The standards are even higher than you would see for a USDA loan. The VA wants to make sure that if a veteran is moving into a home, it is one that's going to be good and solid for them for a long period of time. So it does eliminate a lot of properties that are on the market.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Well, there is one other thing. I've talked about Veterans Court in the area before, and we heard our local circuit court judges talk about it as well when they were running. One of the things that I've seen is that there's a lot of veterans who end up in the court system, and one of the reasons they end up there is because of an ex parte order, commonly thought of as a restraining order. And one of the main factors linked with that is anger management. And Randolph County Caring Communities Partnership is offering a free anger management class. Now, you could get these services through the VA or through the Vet Center, but sometimes it's not always as easy to get down there to Columbia to do this. If you're interested in this, contact the Randolph County Caring Communities Partnership. The classes are going to be April 26th and 27th, and you can find them with any search engine that you normally look at.
Okay. And 9 to 3:30 looks like the time's on that.
Yes.
All right. Arthur, again, your contact information. If folks would like to get you off the air and ask you some questions, get some information, some assistance, your location, your hours, and your phone numbers.
Okay. Well, when I'm in Moberly, which is normally Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I am seeing clients from 9 to 4, and my phone number is 660-263-4960. I ask that you leave me a message, and I will get back to you. I do not answer my phone when I'm with another client. At my office in Macon, I normally see people from 9 to 3, and my phone number there is 660-385-6192.
Thanks for coming in. Always informative.
All right.
That's Arthur Knott Hopkins, Area Officer for the Missouri State Veterans Commission, my guest here on Quicksilver this morning. It is 10 before 9.